The Great Unblizzard of 2015 AD. Well, we managed to survive this day more or less in one piece. Oh, there are adventures, setbacks, challenges, puzzles to solve, barriers to cross. So much of daily life has to be placed on hold till the crisis passes. The morning starts with the warnings. Don't drive on the roads. Watch for patches of ice. Fully dressed and ready to go to work, I hesitate at the door, noticing that there is no snow on the ground. Better test the air. I walk onto the porch and down the steps to retrieve the morning paper. The air does feel a bit icy. The humidity warns of what might come. I remember that during the big snow last year, I ignored all warnings and went to work. The snow appeared with gusto, and I barely made it home at the end of the day. But today, I realize how risky that was, driving on ice, dodging other motorists, getting stuck behind indecisive characters, and taking 2 hours to drive 2 miles home. So today, I want to do the right thing. I'll wait till I know it's safe. Don't want Liz to worry about my trekking through another blizzard. Don't want to wind up in the hospital or in the obituaries. I decide to wait another hour. Then, the adventures begin. In the process of bringing in the paper, I've managed to step in dog poop that has not been managed with little plastic t-shirt bags by our dog-loving neighbors. I dutifully remove my shoe and try to wash away the fragrant evidence. Turning on the hydrant, I hear a moaning sound, the kind of sound that only comes from eccentric plumbing. Oops! Add another dog cleaner and plumber to my list of honeydews. Then the restlessness begins. I keep checking the clock and the span reports to see if there's an all clear. I read the daily entire paper, learning disturbing things about the world I usually try to ignore. I start nibbling, since I don't have a working project to attack with this newfound time to expend. A freshly peeled boiled egg slips through my fingers and explodes into the garbage disposal machine. I start obsessing over the large ceiling stain in the kitchen, wondering how much money that I don't have it will take to get it repaired. Time moves more slowly when you are suspended within it. The heck with it. I'll just go to work. But what if I get stuck in the blizzard and can't come home to care for Liz and the house? Suddenly, a loud, excruciatingly loud alarm goes off. Assuming it is the new burglar repellent system we've been trying to install for several weeks, Liz and I have punched numerous buttons to make it stop. Nothing works. She calls the alarm company and rants while I rave, then raves while I rant. Surely these people have sold us a defective product. The comm operator stays the course and tries to help. Then, realizing that the alarm must be coming from some other source, I get ready to attack the smoke alarm. Then the older retired alarm box that's stuck in the wall from the previous company. The sound is all-consuming. In panic, I finally yank the box off the wall and rip out a couple of wires with my bare hands. Ah, relief and silence. Listen to the real silence. For some unknown reason, a defunct bit of electronics has decided to raise itself from the dead one last time. By now, the afternoon is here, and I still don't know whether I've done the right thing by staying home during a still-threatening but snowless day. I nibble some more, pace, read, semi-doze, and otherwise expend time unproductively. I really am hooked on work. Well, by late afternoon, the snow hasn't appeared. We start looking for something entertaining to do, like watch a couple of Netflix shows. For 2 hours, we are absorbed in TV land, thus settling our brains for the long winter's nap we will soon attempt. After video saturation occurs, I arise to glance out the window. There it is. The moonlessness on the breast of the new-fallen snow is still kind of fun to see, even though we are well beyond the age at which it is safe to frolic in this poetic, feathery substance. Tomorrow will be another day, and I plan to make it to work regardless. My attention span is worn out. The adventures have been tucked away, and I am ready to dream bookie dreams, all snug and ready for sugar plums.